Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Calm Over Chaos. Today we're diving into something super important, something that affects all of us in one way or another. Mindful parenting. Ever feel like you're just barely keeping your head above water? Like there's a never-ending cycle of tantrums, homework battles, and endless snack requests. You know that feeling when the house feels more like a circus tent than a home? Well, I'm here to tell you, there's a better way. A calmer, more centered way. A way to raise kids who are not only well-behaved but also confident, resilient, and ready to take on the world. We're going to be exploring some powerful stoic principles that can help us become more mindful parents, parents who lead by example, foster emotional intelligence, and create a harmonious home environment. Sounds good? Let's dive in. First things first. Let's ditch the outdated notion of parenting as a strict control system. It's about guiding, not dictating. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control, our own reactions, our words, our actions, and let go of what we can, like their every mood swing or meltdown, trust me, those are inevitable. Secondly, remember that kids learn by observing. They're sponges. So how do you want them to see you handling stress? Are you calm under pressure, or do you explode at the first sign of chaos? Stoicism emphasizes emotional regulation, taking a deep breath, acknowledging your feelings, and responding thoughtfully instead of reacting impulsively. This doesn't mean suppressing your emotions, it's about understanding them and choosing how to express them in a constructive way. Thirdly, let's talk about resilience. The world throws curveballs at all of us, and kids are no exception. Stoicism teaches us that adversity is inevitable, but our attitude towards it determines our outcome. We want to raise kids who can bounce back from setbacks, who view challenges as opportunities for growth. How do we do this? By modeling resilience ourselves. Show them that you're not afraid of making mistakes, that you learn from your failures, and that you keep moving forward even when things get tough. Next up, fostering independence. Stoicism values self-reliance and taking responsibility for our actions. Give your kids age-appropriate chores, encourage them to make their own decisions, even the small ones, and let them experience the natural consequences of their choices. This builds confidence, problem-solving skills, and a sense of ownership over their lives. And finally, remember that connection is everything. Stoicism emphasizes living in harmony with others, building strong relationships based on empathy, respect, and understanding. Spend quality time with your kids. Listen to them without judgment, show them affection, and create a loving and supportive environment where they feel safe to be themselves. Now imagine this. It's dinner time, right? And little Timmy decides that broccoli is the enemy, and he proceeds to launch into a full-blown tantrum. You know the drill, tears, screaming, maybe even some flinging of food across the table. But instead of joining the chaos, you take a deep breath. You remember what we talked about today, focus on what you can control. You calmly remind Timmy that dinner time is for everyone to eat their veggies, and you offer him a choice. Finish his broccoli or go to bed early. He chooses to eat his veggies because he knows that's the consequence of his actions, and honestly, who doesn't love an extra hour of playtime? See what I mean? It's about shifting your mindset, becoming a calm anchor in the storm, and guiding your kids towards emotional intelligence and resilience. So, remember these key takeaways. Guide, not dictate, model emotional regulation, cultivate resilience in yourselves and your children, foster independence and self-reliance, and above all, prioritize connection and love. It's about raising confident kids who can navigate the world with grace, strength, and a whole lot of stoic wisdom. Now go out there and be the calmest parent on the block. Remember, you've got this. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use some mindful parenting tips, leave us a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of calm over chaos. Until then, keep it cool.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.